On Saturday evening, March 16th, Chamber Music Quad Cities is presenting their An Evening with Nathan Hill, author of the Nyx concert, at 7:30 p.m. at the Trinity Episcopal Cathedral Parish Hall in Davenport. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum with the Iowa Art Showcase, and joining us by phone today to tell us about this special concert is Chamber Music Quad Cities co-artistic director Thomas Sauer. And thank you so much for joining us today, Tom.
It's my pleasure.
Now, this upcoming Chamber Music Quad City concert is very unique in that you are including reading and music and a mix of musical styles. And you are also featuring writer Nathan Hill. So tell us how you got inspired to do this, and are you a friend of Nathan's?
As we speak, I have yet to meet Nathan, but we've exchanged dozens and dozens of emails. It came about because I saw this book reviewed in the New York Times a couple of years ago, and it was a very favorable review. And then maybe a month or two later, I saw a woman on a plane who was reading the book, and I asked her, and she gave me a big smile. Oh, yes, it's a great book. So I was reading the book, and very early on, there's a pretty important scene that has a violinist in it, a scene with a performance of the Brooke Violin Concerto. And that didn't straight away get me thinking, oh, I want to, you know, do a concert with this book. But later on, there's a passage where one of the main characters reminisces about a trip that he took driving from the Chicago area west across Illinois and over the I-80 bridge, and that just hit so close to home to me because I've made that drive myself many, many times. And that, coupled with the fact I just love the book and there are a lot of references to music in various ways, the book refers to music, I thought, you know, why not try to include this book in a concert? And then I saw on the dust jacket of the book that Nathan Hill is living in Naples, and his wife is a musician, I think it says. And my brother lives in Tallahassee, Florida, and he happens to teach with someone whose husband played in the same orchestra with Nathan's wife. So that's how we made the connection. That's how I got Nathan's email, and I didn't necessarily even expect him to reply because he was at that point going literally all over the world reading from this book. But sure enough, he wrote back and said, you know, this sounds interesting. So we gradually sort of worked it out together.
And give us a bit of history about Nathan. He has some interesting roots.
His parents grew up in, one of them in Clinton, Iowa, and the other in Comanche, Iowa, which is a tiny town on the Mississippi, very close to the Quad Cities where I grew up. Nathan was born in Cedar Rapids, and then they moved away, but he came back to Iowa to go to school at the University of Iowa. And I believe he did a bachelor's and a master's degree there. So he's done his time in Iowa, and the book has many settings. One of them is in the suburbs of Chicago. There are some scenes in Norway, but there are also some very important scenes in Iowa. I think it's the kind of thing that there will be enough that people have in common with what they hear on the concert that they'll be really drawn in.
So you're going to have him at the concert, which is really very neat, and he's going to be reading from this book, The Nyx, and you're also going to be including some musicians in addition to yourself.
Yes, there will be 9 segments that he reads. And after each of these segments, and some of them are, you know, 2 minutes and others are upwards of 10 minutes. And after each segment, there will be a piece of music that either reflects the overall feeling or psychology of the passage that he's just read, or in some cases, for instance, we're having the concertmaster of the Quad City Symphony, Naha Greenholz, will be performing the Brooke Violin Concerto in the course of the evening. So after he reads the passage of the book where it's described a performance by this violin prodigy who one of the main characters has a crush on, so after Nathan reads that passage, Naha and I will play an orchestral reduction on the piano. We'll play the first movement of that concerto. And then there's a scene near the end of the book where the adult versions of both of those same characters meet up in New York City and they visit the Morgan Library where they see the manuscript of the Max Bruch violin concerto. So we'll play the rest of the concerto then to end the evening.
And you're also bringing in a guest baritone.
Yes, a young singer from New York City. He'll be singing 3 songs. One is one of the late serious songs of Brahms, and that'll be probably the most somber moment of the evening. There's a beautiful passage where the main character, right after the passage I described earlier, where he's driving across Illinois and over the I-80 bridge, and he turns north, and he's reminiscing about making this same trip when he's a child. But when he makes it as an adult, he does so in order to visit his grandfather, who's in a nursing home and is kind of in a state where he's in and out of mental lucidity, you might say. And this main character is trying to get some information out of his grandfather about his mother. His mother abandoned the family when this main character, whose name is Samuel, when Samuel was a boy. And she's gotten herself into some trouble, and it's a big mystery, like, what happened to this person? And so he drives to what is not named, but is pretty clearly Clinton, Iowa, to visit this grandfather in a nursing home. And it's, I think, incredibly beautiful and moving passage, mostly written from the standpoint of the grandfather, who sort of, while speaking to this grandson that he doesn't really even recognize, he's reminiscing about his own youth. And that's an instance of a very serious piece of music. I'll also play a Brahms piano piece, very somber. It's not alluded to in the text, but I think there will be a nice sort of counterpoint to what Nathan reads.
And that's baritone Thomas West, who's going to be performing with Tom Sauer then as well. And you also, in addition to the Brahms and the Brook, you're going to be presenting the music of Mendelssohn, Grieg, John Cage, and Pete Seeger.
Yes, and I will be performing a Pete Seeger song called Where Have All the Flowers Gone? I think it's probably familiar to some people, if maybe not by title. I think they'll maybe recognize the song. I don't want to give away the whole performance, but that will happen at a juncture in the novel where suddenly this main character, Samuel, is confronted with his mother's past. She was on the periphery of the political protests surrounding the 1968 Democratic National Convention in Chicago. So the book is set in various eras and sort of bounces around in a very fluid and kind of ingenious way between different eras, really. And that's one of the eras, Chicago, 1968, late August. We'll cut away to the Pete Seeger song just to evoke that time.
Since Nathan Hill is going to be there, are you going to have copies of the book, and is he going to be autographing them?
Yes, that's definitely in the plan. We will have some copies.
Is there anything else you would like to add about this special performance, or do people need to read the book before they come, or can they just come and enjoy the concert?
People definitely do not need to read the book. I've actually, myself, have read the book now 3 times because I want to be sure that what Nathan reads will be fully comprehensible, even to someone who's never heard of the book or never cracked it open. And I think he and I are in agreement that we have passages that will illuminate some of the important relationships in the book. So we're not touching all of it. In fact, there's one character I'm really sorry not to be able to include, but we want it to fit into the 2-hour span. And anyone who has read the book and likes it anywhere as much as I did, I think will be very interested to meet Nathan and to hear this.
This sounds like a magnificent performance. So how can folks get more details about the performance and also tickets?
Chamber Music Quad Cities has a website, chambermusicqc.org. And it's, I think, pretty easy to figure out how to order tickets in advance from that homepage of the website. And tickets will be available at the door about an hour before the performance.
Don't miss the Chamber Music Quad Cities March 16th performance, An Evening with Nathan Hill. And that's at the Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Davenport. That starts at 7:30 p.m., doors opening at 6:30 with tickets at the door. Recording and research thanks for today's chat goes to IPR's Chris Fenton and Alexis Hahn. And a big thank you to Chamber Music Quad Cities co-founder Thomas Sauer for putting this concert program together and joining us today for the Iowa Art Showcase. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.